Okay, we're going to start Perek Gimel in Hilchos Shechita. Basically, what this parak will focus on are the five factors that if you do, will disqualify the Shechita from being a Kasher Shechita. So in the Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Chamisha Dvarim Afsinas Shechita, five things make you lose out, i.e. make the Shechita possible. The Iker Hilchos Shechita, Lihizar B'chol Achas Mehen. And the fundamental laws of Shechita are there to avoid these outcomes. Okay, the Elohim, Shihia, Drasa, Childa, Chalada, Hagrama, the Ikr. We'll explain all, the Rambam's going to go through each one of these, so there's no translation, although Shihia doesn't mean waiting, and Drasa means damaging, but point is that the Rambam will explain what each one of these are. So what's Shihia? Halacha Beis. Shihia Ketzad, so what's Shihia? Hare Shehiska Lishchot V'Igbiya Yado Kodem Shigmar Shechita. Okay, so what happens? A guy goes ahead and starts to shecht. Okay, he engages. He lifts his hand back up prior to finishing the shechita. V'shoha, and he waits. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezi, bein b'ones. It doesn't matter if it was under duress or not. V'chazer hu or acher, and so either he, after that period of time of waiting, he goes back to finish the shechita, or someone else. V'gamar shechita. Okay, so what's the shear? What's the amount of time that's considered to be shehia? So basically, the rule of thumb is that if he waits the amount of time it would take to lift up the animal, cause it to lie down, and then shecht it, if that amount of time passed between his original act of shechting and the completion, then it's possible. But as long as he waited less than that amount of time, then the shechita is kasher. Remember, in those days, they didn't have clocks, so... So they would use factors like this, basically the amount of time of shechita on a regular animal. Halacha Gimel. Now, of course, there's some subjectivity. Haisa behema daka. Let's say the animal is a small animal. Shir shehiasa kedishak bia behema daka. The arbitzen of yishkot. So the amount of time you have to wait. In other words, again, the gap of time that would be a psul would be if the amount of time it would take to pick up a small animal, put it on the ground, and then shecht it. Then ma'isa gasa, if it's a big animal, kadesh yag mihena, v'yarbitzen av yishkot. It'd be the amount of time to pick that kind of animal up and down and shecht it. Uv'of, if we're talking about a chicken, kadesh yag bia behema daka. Now we go back to the small domesticated animal, the amount of time it takes to pick it up, v'yarbitzen, and to, push it down, v'yishkot, and shecht it. Okay, lacha dalet. Now shocha me'at v'shah. Me'at. V'chazar v'shocha ma'at v'shah ma'at. Let's say, what did a person do? The shokhet shechts a little bit and then waits a little bit. And then goes back and shechts a little bit more, and then waits a little bit. Ad shegamar shechita, until he finishes shechita. But v'lo shah b'pamacha shiur shia. There was never one period of time where he took the amount of time it would take for the animal to be picked up and put down. It was smaller than that. Okay. Aval kishetakshav kolz manashios. But if he added up all the various times that he waited, that he was interrupting his shechita, yitzarif mikulan shiur shia. All them together, combined together, would equal that amount of time. Arezu Suffolk Nevela. We have a Suffolk Nevela. Vechain imsha kadesh yak vihena biarbitzena ukadesh yishko kmo miyota simana bilvad. Also, let's say he waited the amount of time it would take to lift up the animal, cause it to push it back on the ground, and shech just simply the simana, meaning the esophagus and the trachea, lo kadesh yishko shchita gemura, but not enough time that he would complete the entire shchita. Again, harezu Suffolk Nevela. This also would be a case of a Suffolk Nevela. Gelacha hey. Now, let's say shachat rov echad be'of, or rov shnayim be'mehema. Let's say he shechted most of one of the simanim by the chicken, or both, the majority of both by regular animal, i.e. most of the esophagus and the trachea. Avavi sheshah chatzi ayom, even if you waited the entire day before completing it, v'chazer v'gamar chasichas ha-simanim, harezu muteras. He could wait half the day, and then come back and finish cutting those simanim, it would be mutar. Nacha shenishchav ha-kashir, because once you go ahead and shecht enough of the simanim that you're the minimum requirement of the two simanim, harezik kemisachi basar shkuta. It's as if you actually are cut kosher, so to speak, meat that's already slaughtered, meaning the shechita is already extant, even though he's only cut most of the two simanim. Okay, lachavav. Now shachat bekana levado chetzio omiyuto v'shaz mamruba. Let's say he cut half of the trachea or less, and he waited a long time. And then Areza Chozer Begamar Shechita, and he goes back and finishes Shechita of Ein Bekach Klum. Okay, then it's okay. What he did previously is of no effect. Alim Shachat Rova Kana. Let's say he shechted most of the Kana of the windpipe. Osha Nuka Veveshet, or let's say he punctured a hole in the esophagus, Kol Shehu, right? Visha Kashir, and he waited the amount of time, Bain Shechazer Vegamar Shechita Shehiskel, Bain Shechazer Shechita Gemura, whether he waited an amount of time to finish a Shechita he started, or an entire Shechita, Makom Acher, and another Shechita, then Arezeb Sula. We see that's possible. Why? Because the animal that he cut the majority of the trachea on, let's say, or the animal that he, or when he punctured the hole in the esophagus, nevela. Okay, that's like a nevela. Shechita can't help an animal that acquires the shame nevela. We'll see that later on also. But once the animal is defined as nevela, even though it's still technically alive, so to speak, it's still defined as shechita won't work. Now, of klal. So the Rambam has already explained that there's no idea of waiting of shahia, right, by the trachea of a chicken. Shem shachat rova kana, because if you shach most of the trachea, the shah, and you wait, kvar nigbar shechita, so the shechita is already done, even though there's still more to do, so to speak. When he goes back to finish off cutting the chicken, he's basically cutting meat. I mean, the animal is defined as being shechted. But if he shechted a small part of the windpipe, vishah, and he waited, he can go back and shecht whenever he wants to. Because in the case of the chicken, it's not usher, it doesn't become a nevela, unless majority, the rove of the trachea has been cut. Now, shechad of vishah, let's say he shechts a chicken, he waits, he's not sure if he punctured the esophagus or not. Nikev choser v'shoke d'kana levado, right? And let's say he goes back and he should cut the trachea on its own, the makomacher in a different area of the chicken, umenicho, and he put it to the side, achiyamus, and then uvodek aveshet bimifnim. Then you go ahead and check the, what it called, the esophagus inside. Imlo nimsas bo tipas dam. So if you don't find a drop of blood inside it, then you know for sure that there's no puncture in it, and therefore it's kosher. And again, we're going to return to the issue of why nekev is a problem soon. Halacha test. Now, chalada ketzan. What is chalada? Kegon shehichnis asakin, the shochet inserts the knife, bain simen lesimen, between, right, the esophagus and the trachea of the animal. Bain shepasak asimen elyon lamala, whether he put the knife and cut the simen that's above, whether it's a trachea or esophagus, doesn't matter. Bein sheshachat atachton lamata, or if he cut down on the one below it, shu derech shechita, harei zu psula. Either way, if he puts the knife in between the two and then cuts, then it's possible. Okay, halacha yud. Now hichnis es asakin tachas or. Let's say he inserts a knife underneath the skin, v'shachat shnei asimanim kedarchan, and he cuts both simanim normally. Oh shehichlid es asakin tachat semer besubach. Or let's say he hides the knife, he covers the knife with like a towel. Okay, oh shaparas mitalis al sakin, bal sabar b'shacha tachas amatelis. Ho ve'ina sakin gluya arezu sapek nevela. What's the key? In other words, the point is either if he put it under his skin and shechted, or let's say he covered it with a towel or whatever it might be, he can't see the knife. And if he can't see the knife when he does shechita, we say it's a sapek nevela. V'chein im shacha mira simana behaflada. Let's say he shechted the minority amount of the simanim while it was covered, let's say, or split, the gamar shechita shlo b'achlada, and he finishes shechita without the simanim being split when he did it, arezu safek nevela. That would also produce a case of safek nevela. Okay, now watch drasa ketzad, kigon shehika besakin al tzavar kederek shemakin besayim. So what do? You take the knife and you strike the neck of the animal like you would with a sword, okay? You're chopping at it. V'chasach ha-simanim basachas, b'lo halacha b'lo ba. And you chop through in a way where you don't, in a sense, saw, but rather chop. You cut through both of the simanim without going back and forth. Or let's say you push the knife on the neck, the dachach, and you push against it, the chasach lemata, the chosik snon okishos, and you cut like below it, like you press down like you would cut like a radish. Acha chasach simanim, like to the point where you cut the simanim. Harezu psula. That's drasa, and it would be possible. Now what's a grama? Alach yabez, a grama kitzad. So you shecht the animal, okay, above the trachea at the point where you're not able to do shechita, okay? I have a picture for this. Okay, so there are basically two nodules, okay, that look like little bits of wheat that are located at the top of the trachea near the largest tabas, literally means ring, circle of bone, that's in that area. Shachat besochel chitim, if you shach in between those two, im shayer mehen kol shulamala rezek shira. As long as there's, remember, above that area you can't start shachting on, as long as there's remnants above that, it's kasher. Sherei shachat mishipui kova lamata, because you're shachting from that epiglottis type thing and below. That's the area you can do shchita on. If there's nothing left in the top area, rather he shacked it from the top of that. That's a grumma, and that would be puzzle. Give me one second. I think I have a picture of that. One second. Yeah, okay, one second. I got one. Okay, hold on. No pictures are always good. Here we go. Look at this picture here. So the top one is how the animal lie down for shchita. Okay, and you see the kana, the trachea, and the esophagus below it. Okay, and if you look closely here at the bottom picture, we see this kova, the hat, so to speak, covering the top of the trachea. The back of the tongue is here. Here are those chitim, those little nodule things. Okay, this is the tapas gadola. That's the top ring of bone, so to speak, at the top of the trachea. So you never want to be above this area over here. Right. So if you're in this area or below, you're good to go. If you go above it, right, you're gonna have a problem because you're not in the makom that's roi for shita. So that's hagrama. Now, of course, let's go back to the Rambam. Rambam's gonna make it even more complicated. Actually, you know what? We'll look at this picture first. Rambam Malachi Gimel is gonna take up these types of cases. Okay. You're gonna see here the normal case. See the line over here in the top right picture. That's the gvul makom hekshel shita. This is the border, right, between what's good, meaning you want to shecht below this, but not above it, okay? So you can have these cases where the person starts shechting from above, crosses the line and gets below, or starts from below, goes above and then below again, or starts from above and goes below and goes back above. You understand? In other words, these are all examples that the Rambam's going to go through of cases where the guy is engaged in some type of hagrama, he's shechting in the area not supposed to start from, but not in a normal way, okay? So that's what the Rambam's going to deal with in halacha. So he says, like this. Shachat rova echad rova shnayim v'hishli mashchita v'drasa v'agrama. Let's say you cut the majority of, let's say, by the chicken, one of the simanim, or by a regular, let's say, a cow, both. And you complete the shchita either using drasa, which is chopping, or hagrama, which we saw before. Arezu k'shera, it's still k'shera, sherei nishchad ashir k'roi, because you fulfill the necessary shear of shchita. Now, Higrin betchila shlish, okay, let's say you cut a third of the trachea, the shachat shnei shlishim, and then you cut one third you cut through above by the kova, and the second third you cut below it, arezuk shir. Shachat shlish, vehigrim shlish, vechazav shachat shlish achron. We did one third good, one third above the boundary, which is bad, one third good again, kshir. Higrim shlish v'shachat shlish v'chazra higrim shlish. Let's say I started off one third of the shlita bad, then one third below the line, and then one third bad again. Harezu psula v'im daras v'heklid. Now, if I did drisa or chalada, bein b'shlish harishon, bein b'shlish emsai, doesn't matter which third I do it on, then harezu psula. It would be a pasul shlita. Finally, the fifth principle is ikur. Ikur ketzad. Ikur means to pull out. Kigon shenakra ha-gargaris. Okay, what did you do? You ripped out the throat area, which basically means the akane oaveshet, whether it refers to the esophagus or the trachea, the nishmat echamehen oshnan koden gemar shchita. Okay, so you displaced, you move out of the way, so to speak, or they're out of their normal position, the esophagus and the trachea, right, prior, right, to the completion of shchita. Alim shachat echab over rubo, okay, but if you shachted one of them or more by a chicken, ba'achach nishmat a simon asheni, and then afterwards a second simon, let's say the esophagus slipped away from its position by the chicken, shchitasok shira, that would still be good, okay? Alachat esvav, now nishmat echamen, let's say one of the signs gets moved out of the way, ba'achach shachat es asheni, and then you shacht the second one, shchitasok psula, it's possible. Shachat echamen, let's say you shacht one of the simon and benimsa sheni shamban, and then you see the second one displaced. But you're not sure, that, let's say in this case, did the trachea get displaced before or after I shechted the esophagus? I raise your suffix nevela. That would be a suffix nevela. Now, nimsa simon ashachot shamot. Let's say I find the sign that I shechted, okay, that's displaced, okay, I raise your kshira. meaning afterwards. Shavade achar shechita ne'akar, because we can assume that after I shechted it, that's when the siman got displaced. Shilu ne'akar kodem shechita, because if it would have been displaced before, haya midaldal, it would have like been hanging, so to speak, lo nishchat, and there would have been no way to shech the animal accordingly. So I would have noticed it if it would have been displaced previously, prior to the shechita. Alach yud zayin abimet var amurim, shilu tofas asimon abiyado kishashacha. So this only applies when in a case where I did not hold on to the esophagus and trachea at the time of shechita. Avalim tafsam, but let's say I did hold on to them, v'shachat, and I shechted it. Of course, efshar shetichshat achar ikor. It is, of course, possible that I shechted the animal after the simanim were displaced, because I'm holding them. L'vikach im nitzah shmuta, therefore, if I find that they were displaced, shmuta, I raise a suffering nevela. I've unfortunately created a situation of suffering nevela in such a case. One second. Now the Rambam switches gears. Okay, we're going to get into what the definition of nevela is. And as we know, nevela doesn't mean a dead animal. It means an animal that wasn't shechted properly. It also means an animal that, as we'll see, isn't roy for a good shechita. So kol makom shemarno b'shechita psula reiza nevela. Every time we use the term nevela by a shechita that's pasul, v'im achol mina kazayis lokem mishum ochol nevela, right? And if you eat from a kazayis, you get malchus, right? She'im motzi midei nevela ela shechita kshera. Because basically, as we know, you get shechita kshera is the other side of the nevela coin. Meaning, on one side it's shechita kasher, on the other side it's called nevela kasher tiva Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom kosh miyarno. They call suffik b'shechita. Every time I have suffik, whether shechita was good or not, you automatically produce or you suffik nevela, and therefore I ochle menu makas or makas martis. If you eat it, you get rabbinical makas. But the point is, any suffik shechita must be a suffik nevela. Okay, remember. If shechita is one side of the coin and nevela is the other side of that same coin, if I'm in a situation of suffik, so to speak, a suffik shechita, it's a suffik nevela. They're essentially synonymous. But of course, we err on the side of being machmir. So loch yates. So he's going to explain some cases. Let's say you come across an animal and you see in that animal that the entire thigh of the animal is removed and hollow. Ashatira chasera kishatarbits, right? Until basically, when it bends down, it looks like it's missing a large chunk of its leg. Harezu nevela, we call that animal nevela. Kimo shenichta chetzia v'nechal shtei gufos v'neshkito melospa, because we consider it as if half of this thing was so to speak cut away, and they're two separate bodies, so to speak. Therefore, shkita won't help you. V'chein nishpura mafrekis v'ro basar ima. So too, let's say the animal's back breaks and most of the flesh with it. Osh nigra migava. Or let's say it's ripped open like you rip open a fish, kedag. Osha nifsak rovakane. Or let's say the majority of the trachea is cut. Osha nikam aveshet. And this is important. Or there's a tiniest perforation possible inside the esophagus, bekolshu, the makam roi d'shchita, in the place where you would shecht. Arezu nevela mechayim. Okay, this is defined as a nevela even though it's alive. Ve'ena shchita malaspan. Shchita will not help you in this situation. Ve'echad abeima ve'echad. Oh, v'chol dvar meila. So animals and chickens are alike when it comes to chickens and cows are alike when it comes to this. Now, a little more detail now, lachachaf, shnei orosh yeshol leveshet. There are two membranes inside the esophagus. Achitzon edom, apnimi lavan. So the outside is red and the inside is white. Now, nika ve'echad mehen bilvav kshira. If only one of the two membranes gets a hole in it, the animal's still kasher. Nikvo shneim, but if there's a perforation in both, bekolshu, the makam roi d'shchita, even the smallest amount in the area that you shech the animal, harezu nevela. Uvein shenishchata b'makam nekev, vein shenishchata b'makam acher. It doesn't matter where I shecht it. It could be where the perforation is located or somewhere else. Ein shchita mal aspa, shchita won't help it. Nikvu shneim ze shelo keneged ze nevela. And even if there's a hole in it, right, and the holes don't actually, it's not one into the other membrane, but let's say there are one inner membrane holes here, and one outer membrane hole is there, that's also considered a nevela. Okay, alach ha-chaf alef. Now, nikev aveshet. Let's say there's a hole put through the esophagus, the olabo krum, okay, and a membrane or like a scab forms over it, the susbot seals it off, ena krum klum. Okay, we don't consider that covering, that membrane, to be anything. Reyu nakev kishahaya. It's still considered to be perforated. Now, nimsa kotz omed aveshet. Let's say I see a thorn inside the esophagus, which of course can cause a hole in it, harezu suffik nevela. Shema nikim aveshet. It's possible to cut the esophagus, the ala krum makom nekev, and a membrane grew in the area of the perforation. Ve'no nira, you can't see it. But let's say I find it laying not across, but lengthwise inside the esophagus. Ain choshelo. We're not worried about it. Shirov habehemos amidbarios ochol tzakotzim tamin. Because we know animals that are wander in the deserts will always eat thorns. So it's not abnormal to find a thorn in there. It's a question of what position the thorn is in to determine if it's causing a nekev or not. So when it comes to checking the esophagus, you can't check it on the outside. Rather, you got to check it from the inside. So what do? Hovcho, okay, you turn it inside out. Ubodeg, and you check. If you find a drop of blood, because you put it inside out, you can assume for sure that there's a perforation in there, and therefore it is nevela. The majority of the space, okay, where the trachea is located, if the majority of that area it has has been cut, then at the place you do shchita, harezu nevela. So too, if there's a hole the size of an isar, which is a coin, found in there. Nikva nikavim katanim. Let's say I find in the trachea little tiny perforations. Remember in the trachea now. Im nikavim she'im ben chisaron. Right, if they are holes that do not, so to speak, subtract from the overall animal, midstarfin l'ruba, they can be tied together to be kumrov, and nikavim she'esh ben chisaron, midstarfin l'keisar. And if they are nikavim that on their own would basically detract or take away from the animal, meaning they would cause an isar, midstarfin l'keisar, they're combined together, even if they're displaced, if they're far apart from each other, to the shear of an isar of that coin. So too, if there's a piece, a strip of flesh removed from the trachea, that's also mitzaref isar. Uvof, when it comes to a chicken, kol she'ilu, so we're a little more machmer. Kol she'ilu mekapa haritzua and a kam jesh ben chisaron, v'nichan al piyakana. Okay, so basically, let's say that there's an amount of flesh removed from the trachea that if I put on top of, what do you call it? If I fold it and put on top of the top of the trachea of the chicken, im chofa es ruva, if it would cover the majority of that opening, nevela, im lav kshira. And if not, then it would still be considered kasher. Okay, lacha chav dalet. Now, nikva hagargeres. Let's say the trachea area is perforated, neken mefulash mishneit stadea. It's, it's got a hole going all the way through it from one side to the other. Kadesh yichnas isa l'rachbo, enough to fit a coin through that area, nevela. Mystika la'arka. Let's say its slit is done lengthwise, like this way. Even if only the slightest amount is left in the area, and only the slightest amount is present in the area of Yishrita, as long as there's some little bit above and below that area, in the zone I'm supposed to shecht in, then the animal is still considered kasher. Finally, let's say you have the trachea is punctured, but in your dua, in Kodesh Shchita Nikva, Acha Shchita Nikva. We don't know when the perforation took place, before or after the Shchita. Nokvin Osa Ata B'makam Acher. What you do is you cut a hole in it somewhere else, on the trachea. U'medamin Nekev Nekev, right? And what you do is you compare the two Nekevs, right? Im Nidmelo Mutaris. If they're alike, it's Mutar. They medamin Ela Mechulia Gadol, Mechulia Gadol, Mechtana Tana. You only compare a hole in one of the larger rings of bone against larger ones, smaller against smaller. I'm a little bit tiny, like Dola, but now, of course, not from small to large. Shekola kane chalios chaliosu, because the entire trachea is actually a series of little rings, so to speak. Uvein kol chali v'cholia, chali achas ktana mishtein v'raka. And between each series of these rings, of those tabos, inside the chalia, there is a small, softer one, located between each harder one. So that's why you can't compare one to the other. Okay, that ends Parak Gimel, and we will continue with Parak Daled tomorrow.